In him was life, and that light was the light of men. Those who dwelt in darkness have seen a great light. The word of God is life. The word of God brings light. Experience the wisdom, presence, and the power of Jesus Christ through the ministry of his servant, Jonathan Lagan. Welcome to Pneumatech.
Father, tonight we believe you for a touch. We believe you that your mighty hand is stretched forth upon us. We thank you for mighty, mighty things that you will do. Glorify your name. For those who are here and those who are connecting online, may they not regret being part of this service. Thank you for what you will do tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please just reduce the volume a little. I want you to hold and find somebody who can pray. Let me give you 2 minutes. Find somebody. It's not necessary you hold the person by your side. Because this service, we are here to settle some things. How many of you know this is the last day of March? We are crossing over from the first quarter to the second quarter. You will not cross over empty-handed. You will not cross over the same person. How many of you are ready for accelerated breakthroughs? How many of you believe God for supernatural speed in the month of April? How many of you are ready to see 3 months, 5 months compressed into 1 month? So if you are ready for that, you will look for somebody that is ready to pray. Have you gotten the person that can pray? It's not necessary that you hold the person by your side. Maybe they woke up from the left-hand side of the bed. They are bothered about the heat. Keep heat one side. Let's settle destiny. Listen, if God settles us very well, there will be no heat. Wait, let me talk to them a little. Listen, let me tell you something. There's a grace that can come on some people here. This April may be the last service in this hall. I hope you know it's possible. So, learn to convert your pain into prayers. Pastor Moses, you're welcome. Please celebrate Pastor Moses. So good to have him. I'm so happy. So happy seeing you. You're welcome. Let me give you a little story before we pray. The first house I rented in this city, and I say this to the glory of God, and I don't mean to brag, but it's just the truth. You know, nobody can say your testimony more than you. I'm a full-time pastor, but I've never been on salary for one day of my life. No salary, no allowance, no income. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It can only be God. And no begging, just in case you know. The first house I got, I remember very well, I had to pay the rent instrumentally. I want to show you what the favor of God can do with before we begin to pray. I had to pay the rent instrumentally. The little money I had gathered when I finished paying, and I paid the rent at the beginning of the year, January. That's the last month you want to be broke. So the remaining money I had, I was going to use it to buy a mattress and some other things. And then somebody, one of our brothers then, had a spill to write and needed to register. And God said, send him the money, and I did. And so I had to sleep on mat for 2 weeks, and then eventually the heat came, there was no fan and all of that. Let me tell you, those were the uncomfortable moments of my life. Can I tell you what I did? I turned them into prayers. That this heat is enough for you to convert into something that will shoot you to the next level. Do you understand what I'm saying? I can tell you, those were days I used to pray. Well, you can't, not all of you can do that. Some of you are career people. Some of you are business people. You can't do that. You need time for other things. Some of you are family people. you will need to discuss with your wife to pray, but hence I wasn't doing all of that. Sometimes I'll pray 8 to 10 hours. There was a day in that heat I prayed up to 12 hours. In the heat, I had to change the shorts I was wearing twice. You know what? That year was the last year of discomfort. I'm teaching you a formula for life. Anytime you are in a level that you are not comfortable with, the discomfort is a catapult, is a sling, if you can convert it very well, to shoot you. Nobody pray for me. You come for Papa will pray for you and all. Mm-mm. You have to chart your own course through destiny. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This morning I was talking with somebody and he was asking me, he said, how is the heat in Maiduguri? I said, oh, well, there's heat, but I only feel it when I go to church. At home, I'm fine. Very soon. And then I mistakenly said, very soon, I'm going to put a new air conditioner. I said, Daddy, don't worry. I'm going to call so-and-so person. We are going to handle it. I said, no. There's provision for it. He said, Daddy, when you finish talking, we'll do what we want to do. That's how God will raise helpers for you. Your amen tells me you are not ready for this service. The way you people are doing with God, if I did like that, I won't be where I am. I say God will raise helpers for somebody here. Have you found a prayer partner? Sometimes you need to be angry at where you are and then convert it to prayer. Hear me. I will give you the next 2 minutes. Anything that you desire God to do for you in these 3 days of divine visitation, you have just 120 seconds. Open your mouth. Agree with that brother. Agree with that sister. And begin to cry to God. Begin to cry to God. For somebody, you are crying to him and saying, Lord, change my story. Like Jabez. Change my story. Like Jabez. For somebody, you are crying to God, settle me like Anna. For somebody, you are crying for a somebody cry to heaven. Lord, visit me. I am desperate for you. Oh. I am desperate for you. Oh. I am desperate for change. I am hungry for change. I'm gonna go to the name. Genesis 49. Genesis 49 verse 25. Today we are going to pray some powerful prayers. Listen, you don't always need to wait for the answer to come. There are some prayers you pray. You know beyond a shadow of doubt that something must happen. Genesis 49 verse 25. You are going to cry for the help of God. It said, by the God of your father, who will what? Who will what? Who will what? Who will help you? The God of your father. You are going to cry and say, Lord, in these 3 days of divine visitation, may I receive the help of God. Listen, you can't really explain the help of God. When a man is helped by God, there are no indices to calculate everything around his life. You can put here a principle, there a rule, one thing or the other, but there will be something in between that tells you this is only the help of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's why I started with that, my testimony. There are other testimonies I can share, more dangerous ones than one. I don't know if there are pastors who do full time and they don't receive salary except me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Somebody asked me one time, he said, Papa, let's put you on salary. I said, how much can you pay me? I was just calculating. What they may think they may want to pay me is something I may give at one sweep. It's the help of God, my brother. It's the help of God. It's the help of, it's not a mystery. It's the help of God. When God decides to help you, your enemies can go to sleep. When God decides to help you, your haters can look for a transformer and hug it. If God say, I'm helping you, explanations later. Help now, explanation later. The Bible says, even by the God of your father that helpeth you. Lift up your voice and say, Father, I receive the help of God in these 3 days of divine visitation. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray.
I receive the help of God. I receive the help of God. In my life. In my career. In my ministry. In my business. In my dreams, my aspirations, the help of God, help from above, help from above, help from above. Paul said, therefore, having obtained help from God, I continued even to this day, having obtained help from God.
I am looking for help. I am looking for help. Name we pray. 1 Chronicles 12 verse 18. I feel in my spirit that we should just pray around this thing about help. Listen, help means different things to many people. There are people who are not struggling financially. I started using finances because that's a common denominator. But truly, there are some of you who are not struggling. You have enough for yourself. And I thank God for your life. In fact, your life is one of my answered prayers. Because I want to pastor a people who will come to church and not remember when last they prayed about finances. It's possible. So not everybody struggles with that. But there are people who have dreams and aspirations, and they have come to a point where they need help. Some of you have launched out in what God has put in your hands, but you have come to a crossroads. You have come to a point where you can't go further without external help. Are you ready to pray this night? Help can be a life partner. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth what? So meaning there is a part of your destiny that may not be complete without you settling down. Vice versa, man and woman. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Believe me, there are some women who are called into ministry. Their ministries may not manifest until they get married. Some of you need destiny helpers. Some of you are in business. You need somebody up there to stretch their hands and pick you and bring you to their cycle. Are you hearing what I'm saying? No man rises anyhow. Anybody that rises must be supported from the top. Do you understand what I'm saying? Naturally in life, this is a mystery I've discovered. Hear me? This is a mystery I've discovered. Naturally, when you want to lift something, you need to apply effort from under, isn't it? But when it comes to the race of destiny, nobody rises to the top being helped from the bottom. Na lie. It's somebody from the top that must call you. Was it not from heaven that they told John, he said, come up hither. One billionaire just needs to look at you and say, this guy is promising, let's help him. What are you doing? Forex, this one, just come. Let's sink 20 million into you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Let's sink 50 million into your life. Then the next day you wake up with different song. To where I am, mama, I never knew he will honor me this day. You'll be singing different song. Somebody step in there in this season. Some of you who are called into music and entertainment, you just need one celebrity to like you or to follow you. Just one. Somebody told me many years ago that the great minstrel of our nation, Nathaniel Bassey, Pastor Nathaniel Bassey, I think he did it. Was it a tweet or on Instagram or something? He posted online and he said, if you are looking for a seasoned and anointed worshiper, I recommend, and what's the name of this guy? What's his name again? Kai. His name has gone out of my lips now. He sang this song with Tim Godfrey. Oh, Ghana, do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Myro Ese. He just posted. He said, if you are looking for a seasoned worshiper, I recommended. He posted the name of that guy. 24 hours later. Are you hearing what I'm saying? No, that's how God helps people. God can wake somebody in the night, and all they will see online is your post that has just 2 views. Let me tell you something about people. That's why I know that rising in life is spiritual. Listen, there's something about life. Please allow me to teach a little and then we pray. Because many of us are young here. Even if you are not young by age, you are young in spirit. There's something, and I know it by experience, there's something about life. When God has lifted you to a level, if your lifting was genuine and if you have a good heart, not that you are stingy, you are greedy, because there are many celebrities in the body of Christ. They call themselves ministers, but they are not ministers, they are celebrities. They are only out for themselves. If you truly have a good heart for people, there's something in you that will start looking for who to help. I'm telling you. Believe me, one of the things I think of every day, even to this service, is who is the next person that I need to support? Who is the next person to help? You know why? Because God had to place it on somebody's heart to help me like that. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So that's what happens. Those are the top. They are already there. Now they are looking for the next stars that will rise, and they want to be part of their rising. Now when you pray tonight, God will carry your need, carry your name, and plant in the heart of one of them. Are you ready to pray this night? 1 Chronicles chapter 12. Mashatala. Le koriada masia. I am desperate for you. Oh, This is my remix. I am desperate for help. Oh, 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 oh. First Chronicles 12:18. That's why I say it is spiritual. He said, then the spirit came upon Amasai, chief of the captains. Not an ordinary soldier. Chief of the captains. And he said, we are yours, O David. Imagine when great people come together and say, we are here for you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Imagine when somebody calls you as a student and say, just face your book from now till you graduate. Forget about your school fees and a monthly stipend. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Some of you, it's good to work and do all those things, but while you are hustling and trying to work and do, make sure you pray for help. Because if you do it on your own, you'll grow old before you get old. You don't understand what I'm saying? Hustling is, God didn't create man to hustle. Hard work and hustling, it can increase your age before time. You look like 55 when you are just 29. No. As you are trying to make ends meet, as you are struggling here and there, but make sure you are trying to do something. But as you are doing that, pray for help. Pray for help. Let that be on till God helps you. And help does not mean that you'll be lazy. Help does not mean you just cross your leg and all of that. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That I'm telling you that God has raised helpers for me. If you live with me for one day, you may not even see me in the whole day. We'll be in the same house, but you may not see me. Ask people who come around me. The only time you see me on the television is when I'm eating. And that's because my work ethic has made it difficult for me to eat. Concentrate and eat. I have to be working or doing something, so I need to distract myself watching the TV. Otherwise, that TV may not get on. Help does not mean just come and be lazy. So some of you, God doesn't want to send help to you because you have practiced laziness. You are not doing anything. But you have to repent so that God can help you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you ready to pray? 1 Chronicles 12:18. That's not part of the message, but I have to say that because, you know, when we say all these kind of things, people come to church and they hear, some people will just say help is somebody will just be sending, pouring money from above and you just sit down in your house doing nothing. There's nothing like that. No. The more the help, the greater the productivity, the greater what is required on you. There's no day that I don't receive an email from one nation or even today somebody sent me an email in French from a French nation. Are you ready to pray? And I'm still studying, I'm still praying. I still have a prayer routine of at least 2 or 3 times every day. Each of those times can be nothing less than 2 hours. So help does not mean be lazy. Full time is full time. Are you ready to pray? That's little advice. So that when the help comes, you not waste it. Some of you, you waste seasons of favor. I'm going to talk about favor today, but some of you, you have wasted some of the favors God brought. You didn't do anything with it. Some of you, some timely intervention that you were supposed to use and create a system so that you will not pray for that kind of intervention again. You did nothing about it, but God will show you mercy in this service. Are you ready to pray? Let's finish the reading. 1 Chronicles 12:18. Then the spirit came upon Amasai, chief of the captains, and he said, we are yours, O David. We are on your side, O son of Jesse. Peace, peace to you, and peace to your helpers. O God, send me helpers. Open your mouth and cry. Open your mouth and cry. Shetekapa rababa
By reason of these 3 days, Lord, let the grace come on my life that will raise help pass for me.
Name we pray. The Lord is putting in this in my heart for us to pray. In fact, I can't find a scripture, but we're just going to pray. This is a direct word. Every delayed blessing in my life, by the power of the Holy Ghost, manifest now. Are you ready to pray? I don't know for whom God gave that prayer request for. The Bible says, ask the Lord for rain in the time of the latter rain, meaning that there are some prayer points that are seasonal. In the season when God is about to release delayed blessings, he say, ask him for that. Every delayed blessing in my life, manifest now. Open your mouth and cry. Open your mouth and cry.
So pepra ta ba 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 sata na kapra ba 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 tela ba ba e sha pa 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 ba 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 e pram de kapra ta ba 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 e pa pa de kapra ba 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 e pa de kapra ba 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 e sha pa 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 ba 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 e pa de kapra ba 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 e pa ba ba de kapra de ne kapra e pa de kapra e sha pa ne kapra e pa pa ba 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 Hey ba 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 hey ba 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 yeah ba 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 hey shop ba 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 ba
In you alone, I make my boast, oh Lord. You reign alone, as Lord, oh Lord. I come before my Lord and King. The one who gave his life for me.
Yes, Lord.
I raise a banner. The truth is laid
I feel the presence of the Lord. I feel the power of God. The champion of the champion of the
Jacob. Jacob in security. Come with your wife. I feel the presence of God so strong. I made my bones. You raised. Hallelujah. Do you have oil? Oil. Anybody has an anointing oil? Step forward, the two of you. The second half of this year, you will breathe fresh air. The coming to pass of a prophetic word is not by the popularity of the pastor. There's one thing I know. When God authorizes me to speak, he will honor his word. Anyone that has not come to pass, wait. It will happen. I want to pray for the two of you. God said I should pray for the two of you. And I'm going to anoint you. Something will open up for you in the second half of this year. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When it happens, if there are debts, clear the debts first. And then settle yourself, okay? Give yourself, make sure everything is in place. Because there's more that will come. Are you ready? There's an anointing to prosper men. It's an anointing to prosper men. There's a vision I'm seeing. There's somebody, I've not gotten the name, but I'm looking at an NYSC certificate. And it's a lady. I'm trying to see very clearly to get the name. And the person I'm seeing, this NYSC certificate, it's not long you served. I'm still trying to get the name. But it's like you tied a hair scarf, the picture on your NYSC certificate. A lady, you tied a scarf. That's what I'm seeing on the picture. I'm trying to get the name. I'm trying to see. Please pray in the spirit for 1 minute. I'm trying to pick the name. Because God is about to release miracle opportunities. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to pray for the two of you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This is just a question. There's a name that came with both your names. I guess there's somebody connected to the talk, one of you that I need to pray for. I heard a name like Martha. When I saw both your names, I heard the name like Martha. And I want to pray. Huh?
His name is Martha.
Your auntie's name is Martha.
Yes, sir.
I want to pray for that person. Where is she?
She's in Bio.
She's in Bio.
Yes, sir.
What is she doing?
Actually, I don't know. Because it has been a long we have spoken.
You saw her?
Yes, sir.
I want to pray for her. Does she have children?
Yes, sir.
She has children?
Yes, sir.
How many boys?
One.
Just one boy?
Yeah. Four girls.
Four girls, one boy?
Yes, sir.
Because prophecy is relative. Now, just the way God is going to make you smile is the same way God is going to make that woman smile.
Amen.
Where is her husband?
He's late.
He's late.
Huh? Yes, sir.
So I'm going to pray for Martha using you as a point of contact. Stretch your hands towards them. Give me that oil. The champion of, come closer. The host above. And the captain of my death. Just anoint your head and your hands. I'm going to pray for you. In you alone, we make our boast. Oh, you reign alone as Lord of. You reign alone as. Is there any Sarah here? Sarah. All the Sarahs, come. I'm looking for one. All, come. Who is Sarah to the two of you? Who is Sarah?
Sister.
Huh? Your cousin's sister is Sarah?
Yes, sir.
You know why I said Sarah? The person I'm looking for, I saw the flash of your sister. Your sister's name is Sarah, right?
Yes, sir.
She's not the one.
Okay, sir.
Now, this is how the prophetic works. If you are trying to see something you've never seen before, God will use something that you know that you have seen to relate what has not been seen. Just like when they are teaching you mathematics. You know those days when we were teaching us mathematics, they will give you example 1, 2, 3. Very simple. But when they give you classwork, you are in trouble. I don't know why the examples are simple, but the classwork is difficult. So, are you hearing me? So God will use something you have not, you have seen to relate something you have not seen. So God wants to talk. There's a Sarah God wants me to pray for. I don't know the person. So God showed me your sister's face. As Sarah. So that's why I'm going to spot the person. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I hope we have time. Step forward, the two of you. Let me lay hands on your head. Father, in the name of Jesus, stretch your hands towards them. The prayer for them is the prayer for somebody. Lord, in the month of April, let the windows and the doors of heaven be open. I release by the angelic open doors. Now, in the name of Jesus, opportunities will come that will bring ease, that will bring comfort. In the name of Jesus, it is done, says the Lord. And I pray for Mrs. Martha, you said, hold my hand. Lord, wherever that woman is, take away the pain. This woman, this Martha is sick. This Martha, she's sick.
Okay, actually, I don't know.
You don't know? Yes. Can you call her?
I have to call my dad to get her number because okay. It has been a while.
Because I want us to practicalize. This Martha you are seeing, we are talking about, she's sick. I'm seeing somebody sitting down. I see her having issues with her back. I want you to go, as I finish praying for you.
It is a problem in our family.
Huh?
back pain.
Back pain is a problem in your family.
Yes, sir. Wait most now. Especially the women.
Most especially the women.
Yes, sir.
This matter, she's big. That's what I'm saying. Yes, fatter than your wife.
Yes, sir.
Go and call lighter. She's a little bit lighter than your wife. She's sick. I want to pray for healing. All right? Call your father. Get I don't know whether you get a number. Call her. Or call somebody, find out, and come back and tell us if what I'm saying is true.
Okay, sir.
She's sick. I want to pray for her.
Okay.
I'm praying in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That God will show her mercy and open doors for her children.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That God will show her mercy and open doors for her children.
Amen.
Imagine 5 people standing in front of a door. Each of them standing in front of one door, and each door is closed. Each door is closed. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Every door that has been shut against your life, you didn't come here for nothing. In the name of Jesus Christ, who died and rose again on the 3rd day, that door will be forced open for you today. I said that door will be forced open for you today. God will open doors for her children.
Amen.
You said how many girls does she have?
4.
4.
Yes, sir.
Plus the boy now 5.
Yes, sir.
Very good. So I want you to go and call. I finished praying for you and your wife. Oh, don't worry. Opportunities will open. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Glory be to Jesus. There's a miracle job coming for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. My prophecy, you know they lie, oh. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Mm-mm, you know they lie. No. I've not been, it's not today I'm doing this. I prophesy to people in power. Are you hearing me? And people in position where you have to ensure it comes to pass. You can't joke with that one. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And that's not to boast. That's just to make you believe, because some of you, that's just to make you believe. God is opening doors for the 2 of you. Congratulations.
Thank you, Daddy.
In the name of Jesus. I saw a job. Are you hearing me? Because I'm seeing you doing documentation. I'm seeing a job coming to you.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Let's leave the other thing. If it was in BPI, I would describe the color of the logo and everything. Let's leave that. All right? Eh? But just hold on to color white. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
If I call the other one, some smart people will know. Hallelujah. So you go back now with her. Go and call. Come back and call. Interrupt the service. Confirm. We want to send healing. Then we'll pray. Then you will call and instantly she'll be healed. How many of you remember that miracle service? The lady that came all the way from Adamawa. That lady came all the way from Adamawa for that service. As I later found out, she came all the way. I spoke with her mother after the service, of course. And then somebody was sick in Adamawa State, and we prayed, and she went out, called, and the person was fine instantly. Are you ready for signs and wonders? In the name of Jesus Christ. You can return back. These people step forward. Let's pray for them. Hallelujah. And you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You're my Redeemer. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Let me just confirm. I want to pray for, I'll touch all of you, but I'm hearing a name in my left ear. Let me confirm first. Okay? Is there any of you who is Igbo by tribe? None of you? Okay. I'm hearing a name. This is like an Igbo name. Chidima. Chidima. Huh? Chidima. Chidima. That's what I'm hearing. Chidima. Chidima.
Huh? Her niece. Her sister's daughter.
Your sister's
daughter.
Okay, your sister's daughter's name is Chidima.
Yes, sir.
Clap for Jesus. Yeah, that's true. Your sister is married to an Igbo man. That's true. What's the other name of the niece again? I don't know.
Pardon?
What's the other name of the niece? Apart from Chidima, is there another name?
Louisa.
Okay. I did that to show you that I don't know the name. Okay? I don't know the name. That's why I asked for the other name. I don't know the name. Amen? You said what, ma?
Daughter's name is Chidima.
Your
auntie's daughter, her name is Chidima.
Excuse me, your auntie?
Yes.
It's like your niece.
Yes.
It's Chidima as well.
It's Chidima.
It's all right. Worthy is your name. Step forward, please. Jesus, come, mama. And you deserve the praise. Please hold your hands. It's all right. It's all right. You can release your hand. You know that Chidima. You know her.
Yes, sir.
You've seen her.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You know Chidima.
Yes, sir.
You've seen her.
Yes, sir.
Right. Because I saw a connection. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I want the two of you, tell Bishop in his ear. Tell him what complexion. All right? When you are finished telling him, you tell him differently. All right? And then confirm to me the similarity. All right? March. Somebody say March. That's the name of a month, isn't it? We are in March what? We are in March. Okay, I'll pray for somebody. We are in March 31st. Yes, sir. I'm going to use that to pick somebody. Yes.
The colors are the same. Chocolate in color.
Chocolate in complexion.
Chocolate in complexion.
All right. That was why I sang that song. I was using that song to look. It's not to worship, it's to look. March 31st. I want to pray. All right? I want to pray for somebody. March 31st. Today is March 31st, isn't it? Today is what? All right. Eh? Yes, sir. Okay. Now, take 6 from March 31st. What do you have? 25th of March. So I saw that date, 25th of March. And that is the birth month of somebody. Or that's the birthday of somebody. 25th March. Come, quickly. I want to pray, two of you, hold the hands together with her. In the name of Jesus. Look at me. Both of them will not die. Huh?
Amen.
Listen, I don't want you to be afraid. That I said death now does not mean you'll go and be afraid. For as long as I've said both will not die, it means they will not die.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
None of them will die. I said if you minus 6 from March 31st, you have what? That date. There's somebody I want to pray for. Huh? Find the person quickly. The person is here. Don't worry. Hallelujah. Stretch your hands towards these two people. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke death. I rebuke death. I rebuke death. We speak preservation to Chidima. In the name of Jesus Christ. It is done. Clap your hands for Jesus. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name, and worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Oh, worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve.
the praise. Worthy is your name. Hallelujah.
Baba, sir.
Yes, sir.
This is Miss Josephine. She was born on the 25th of March.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
2 and 5.
Yes, daddy.
That's on your birth certificate.
Yes, daddy.
How come you didn't tell me for prayers? When if you, there's no way I would have known that. Amen. I want to pray for somebody who is about to travel to Kano. Hallelujah. I just saw Kano in the spirit, and I saw like a car. God says somebody is about to travel. I should pray for the person. Yes, you, but there's a gentleman. Somebody is a gentleman and a lady, perhaps, you know, you're about to travel. I know there may be more than one. I pray for all of them, but specifically I'm praying for this person amongst the people traveling to Kano. I want to specifically pray for somebody who is going there for business. That's what I'm seeing. Because I'm seeing procurement. I'm seeing stuff being bought. And you're traveling to Kano. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wave your hands and give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. Can I pray for you, my dear? What's your name? Huh?
Sarah.
Sarah?
Yes.
Who did you come with?
My auntie.
Where is she?
There.
Auntie, where are you there? Auntie, where are you? Jesus. You deserve the praise. You are the auntie. You are the auntie. No, it's okay. It's that's all good. What's your name?
Lillian.
Lillian?
Yes, sir.
Have I met you before?
Yes, sir.
Eh. How many times?
Countable times.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. You have to join the workforce then.
Okay.
Auntie, you're welcome. Okay. I want to pray for this girl. You know, she's your niece?
Cousin?
Okay, and you know the way they say auntie in the north. Somebody that is a cousin is an auntie. Amen. No, you step aside. I just wanted you to be around. I want to pray for her. My dear, come. Why is her shoes not on? Why is her shoes not on? Can I pray for you?
Yes, sir.
Please play strings. Something is about to happen. Something will leave this girl. Look at me, my dear. Something will leave your life. Something will leave your life. Huh? God wants to set you free. I see a wrong spirit around you. God wants, are you ready for deliverance? Just hold my hand. Close your eyes. I want you to breathe in 3 times and then the power of God will come on you. Wait. I'll tell you. Just close your eyes, huh? Breathe in number 1. Out. 2, out. 3, lose her. Release her destiny and let her go. Every attack, every strange presence from hell, release her in the name of Jesus. She's literally shaking. Yeah, I'm telling you. Let her go. Bring her. I need to do this thing because I'm feeling the anointing strong. Huh? Come and stand on this rock. Father, I set her free. Stretch your hands towards her. Set you free. Pray. Sit on my seat. There's something wrong that must go. Deliverance is discernment. You know when the spirit leaves. Are you blessed already? What are these ones?
Oh, serious?
No, I said not your sister. Okay, and just come. Let me touch all of you one by one. I think I found what I was looking for. Amen. How are you, my dear? Sorry, the one that the protocol hit. How are you, ma? Huh? Call. Is setting you free. All of that is really none of your business. Amen. Stretch your hands. If we say everything, you are instead of helping people, you embarrass them. Are you hearing me? Madam, God will set you free. I saw something as she stood there. I saw something wrap around her. Huh? Lillian. That girl, God has placed a demand for her destiny, and the devil cannot hold it beyond the service. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Meanwhile, you come. Let me touch your forehead. The favor of God is resting on you. Are you hearing me? I will talk to you. Okay, just wait. Let me finish with this woman. I'll talk to you. Give me your hand, ma'am. Deliverance happening here. Open your mouth and pray in the spirit. Deliverance is, I sense deliverance happening here. I sense deliverance. I sense deliverance. I sense deliverance.
Worthy is your name.
I sense deliverance. I sense deliverance. Just sit down. Just sit down. Just sit down. I sense deliverance. Let me just follow the spirit. There's somebody that God wants to lose here. There's deliverance that will happen around here. Now, don't get embarrassed, okay? Until you are set free, you can't be settled. You can't be settled until you are set free. Some of the delays and some of the predicaments in the lives of people are caused by stubborn spirits. Hallelujah. You see where I'm standing? Around these radios. There's a young lady that God wants to set free. I saw a spirit like Malahasika Yadanamana. I saw a spirit that looked like a man, muscular, huge, but carries the face of a gorilla, dark. God wants to set somebody free. That spirit, that demonic personality is responsible for delay. And I'm hearing spiritual husband. Don't worry. Lift your hands, everybody, while you are seated. Father, if what I'm saying is true, you brought me to this place because I discern that spirit. Now I command that spirit to manifest here and now. Shh, shh, shh. No amen. Don't worry. I command that spirit to manifest now. Because today is the deliverance for that person. Just stay at a lab. The power of God will hit some people now. Every spirit responsible for delay, in the name of Jesus, I break your hold right now. I command you to manifest now so that everybody can see and come out. On the count of three. One. Manifest now. There's about to be an outbreak. Don't worry, you will see strange things will happen. Strange things will happen now. I lose your hold. I lose your hold. I lose your hold. Manifest. 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 Out of their life. It's not theatrics, so. It's not theatrics. Those of you who are called into ministry, when you are ministering by the Spirit, you have to believe firsthand what God tells you. Some things God tells you, they will look impossible. And sometimes the devil wants to delay to make you look like a fool. No. It's not that one alone. No. There are two more. Manifest wherever you are. Manifest by the mystery of light. Manifest now. There are two more. In fact, there's one that will happen by towards my left. See, like this. The power of God will come on one of them and set them free. Manifest and come out of them. I break your covenant. I break your hold. I curse everything that gives you the right of stay in that house. Loose them. 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 Everyone that is tied. Loose them. 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 So now, I've deposited fire on this lady. Watch what will happen in a few seconds. You guys sitting around, be at alert. Loose them. I see delay. That's what God wants to break now. Your hands are lifted. I declare in the name of Jesus, any spirit sponsoring delay, I stand by the authority of that name. Now one of the spirits is talking to me. Say, who are you to challenge me? You will know by when you begin to manifest. You will know. I curse you to your roots. I break your hold on their lives. Loose them, loose them, loose them, loose them, loose them, loose them. And you are glorious, so glorious. Let me be sure if she's free. You are glorious. And you know, God showed me the vision I saw was somebody plating an attachment. That's why I came here. Amen. If you don't have anything in this life, have eyes that can see. Not these two eyes, oh. That some of you, you need eyeglass. You need two more eyes to support it. No. Have another eye. God is not done. All of them will fish them out. It's delay now. That's what God is arresting. Okay, Father, I make demands for the angels for deliverance. Angels specifically for deliverance. How do you say specifically now? Mistake or not, the power of God will move. Specifically. I make demands for those angels specifically for deliverance. Touch them. See, I'm making mistake, but God is moving. Okay. All right. All right. Masangra te la gabruske ti la brahanas. No, it's okay. I can pass. Thank you. Please be seated if you can. Alada malakasika bayada. Where is Elijah? I've decided. Listen, God has raised people in this house. Are you hearing me? I've decided I will not struggle with these kinds of things again. We have people that can do deliverance. How many of you remember that Sunday I came back from Abuja and there was a deliverance I called praise and it was the demon left. Amen. God has raised people. plenty of people in this house. Amen. Don't tell me that you are gone. No, remain there. Let's finish with you. See, you don't want to go. Remain there. Amen. Clap for Jesus. Listen. When you know who you are in Christ Jesus, there's a boldness you will walk with. This has nothing to do with the apostolic anointing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When they told Jesus that Herod is looking for you, he said, go and tell that fox that I cast out demons today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will be glorified. That meant two things. Because he said today, tomorrow, and the third day. First of all, it meant, yes, that's what you came and saw me casting out demons. And the third day meant, very soon I will go to the cross, die, and... But then it also meant that, you know, Jesus died and after 3 days, he rose again. And when you study the Bible very well, in Ephesians chapter 4 and 1 Peter chapter 3, when Jesus died, he went straight to hell. And there was a battle that went on there. And he had to disarm the forces of darkness. You know, when Jesus died, it was as if the devil summoned all the demons on earth. And they went to hell, the land of the dead. They went there so that they can hold Jesus from rising. Because the devil was wise enough to know prophecy had captured that Jesus will rise again. But he didn't know how it will happen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That was why if you read Matthew chapter 26, after the death of Jesus, as you are reading towards the end of the chapter, for those of you who are looking at me, who are thinking I'm a heretic, calm down. I've been reading this Bible for years, okay? If you read Matthew 26 towards the end of the chapter, the Bible says that many graves in Jerusalem opened, and those who were dead, they saw them walking in Jerusalem. Have you read to that point? It's because you are tired of reading the Bible. That's why you don't read to that point. That will only be possible when the demons of death have been redeployed elsewhere. That's what I mean. Somewhere in Isaiah 53, the Bible says, he will see the travail of his soul and he shall be satisfied. The travail of the soul meant Jesus battled the forces of hell while in the grave. So Satan redeployed all the demons, NYSE, hell YSE, redeployed them to hell. Say, hold this guy, he must not rise. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But unfortunately for Satan, he didn't know the formula for resurrection. That the Holy Ghost was going to descend. And the Bible says, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a public show of them, triumphing over them. Now, when he did that, he rose. And when he was leaving this earth, he gave us that authority. That for as long as we are on earth till he returns, the same way he disgraced the kingdom of darkness, is the same way a child of God should embarrass the forces of hell. Anywhere you go and your presence detects demon spirits, make sure they manifest and come out. God is glorified when demons are subdued. You understand? Jesus, the Bible will say that they will cry out and call his name and he will tell them, come out. But at least they cried out. We need that kind of power for our world to reckon that the Lord that we serve is alive. Hallelujah. Where's Elijah? 25th March, come, let me pray for you. The favor of God is on your life. Hallelujah. Where's Elijah? Okay, praise you. You positioned yourself. Where's Elijah? Okay, you want to deal with this one? Eh? For? Oh, you are traveling to Kano. You didn't tell me. Okay, come. Let me pray for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So, please take this. Take this one. Maybe get an usher with him or some one or two. Go and finish the job there. Amen. Please lift your hands. Father, we pray for your daughter. 25th of March, God singled you out by your birthday. And I decree and declare over your life, first of all, divine preservation. Makora takandre kedila kaskayata. Go and call your husband. Is your husband here? Please call him. Where is the Kano people? Let me finish, then we'll get to the word. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Okay. All traveling. You are going to Kano. What are you going to do? Okay. Oh, the competition you told me is in Kano. I thought it's in Port Harcourt or somewhere. That's serious though. That means difficult to hide anything from me. In the name of Jesus. Let me pray for them. Come, let me lay hands on you. Father, we declare peace and prosperity to their trip. Come back preserved. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. What are these? Okay, you can go back. I said, oh, come. What do you do?
I'm a student.
Yeah, a student.
Yes.
Ah, okay, just go. We can't. What level?
200.
No. Come, let me just shake your hand. We can't release this one now. Grace. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'll still be in this town when you are in final year, maybe. Maybe by then we should be ready to release it. But look at me. There's something international about your life.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
There's something international. What course are you studying?
Biochemistry.
There's something international about your life. You know, when you desire something and it doesn't happen, and instead something opposite to what you desired happened, then from that point, God now opens another door. Do you understand that? So what was supposed to be a disappointment will much later become a route, a route. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm describing your life for you. Alright, come, let me shake your hand. Of course, you didn't apply biochemistry, did you?
Yes, I did not.
Wait. I don't know why. Did you intend, initially, did you intend to do anything around nursing?
MBBS.
Okay, MBBS.
Yes, sir.
So that was what you applied and then you got?
Biochemistry.
Alright. How many times did you apply?
Once. Yes.
Okay. Don't worry, we are getting somewhere. Can I tell you something?
Yes, sir.
God is not going to use all that for you. Medicine, forget it. That's not where God will use again. I'm looking at you. I'm seeing your, I said your life is international.
Yes, sir.
I'm seeing you on screen. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
What you are going to do, it will warrant you talking. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
With the public. And it's going to be on social media and all of that. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
I'm giving you a chart for what is ahead. So all that MBBS and all of, God is not going to, even this course, God isn't going to, but riddle, pass well. Alright? But God is not going to use any of this. Are you hearing me?
Yes,
there's
sir.
A grace on your life. I'm seeing you as a media personality.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
And I'm praying in the name of Jesus that the boldness, the wisdom, and the inspiration, the favor that repositions you for that calling, rest upon you from today. In the name of Jesus. Come. God wants to use you. Are you hearing me? God wants to use you to minister to people who are hurt. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
God wants to use you to minister to people who are hurt. And I see a lot of ladies. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
That God will bring around you for this. And this will start from the university. God will begin to bring people around you, share their experience, they've been hurt, and God will help you help them to heal. Emotional healing and all of that. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
This is one of the things that God will begin to do in your life. Mm-hmm. And that's what will take you to a global stage. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Get ready, because God is about to open a door.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I release that grace on you. And I call it forth from today.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I want you to mark her life from today. You will see certain things that will begin to happen. Did you hear all I said?
Yes, sir.
Does it resonate with you?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
I said God is going to give you the wisdom and everything.
Amen.
People begin to come to you.
Amen.
And stuff like that. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Grace is released upon you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There's something else I need to see you about, but that will be in private. I don't want to talk about it here. So maybe tomorrow after the service, when I'm seeing people, try and wait behind.
Okay, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
So that you don't miss that part. You don't miss it.
Okay, sir.
All right?
Yes, sir.
God bless you.
Amen.
Clap your hands for Jesus. Amen. Why are you here? Did you confirm?
Yes, okay. Confirmed.
Okay, what
so
is it?
The sister, the cousin. Yes, the auntie is, she's fine. But the brother is sick. Her elder brother.
The brother is sick.
Yes, the elder brother to the auntie is sick.
The auntie is sick too. That one has not been diagnosed.
Okay.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Now, what is he sick of?
He have ulcer and the ulcer affects him at the back. At his work, so he couldn't bend or do anything that has to do with weight.
Okay, still back issues.
Yes, sir, back issue.
I want you to, can you connect to him?
Yes, sir.
Tell him to connect to tomorrow's service.
Okay, sir.
God is going to heal him.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
God is going to set him free.
Amen.
And for your auntie, don't worry, you will soon hear. It will manifest a little, but it will go. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Amen.
We release healing to her.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And you get ready for a new season for you.
Amen.
Clap your hands for Jesus. Come, sir. I want to pray. I asked her to come with you for a reason. Huh? Between now and her next birthday, she will not start complaining about her health. That was why I was laying hands on her and I was speaking in tongues. I saw that. Now, in the name of Jesus, we cancel it. We speak preservation for you. We speak preservation. We come against losses. We come against losses of finances.
Amen.
Anything that will make you lose money consistently, we come against it. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come against losses. We come against losses. In the name of Jesus Christ. And madam, finally, let me prophesy for you. But this is open, both of you. Anybody can catch it. But I'm seeing, you won't believe this, but I see an international door opening.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? So that you start talking about traveling out of Nigeria.
Amen.
Business purpose.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Two of you.
Amen.
Go and write. Eh? Write Ghana. Amen. When you go home.
Amen.
It will make sense in the days ahead.
Amen.
Just write Ghana. It will make sense in the days
Amen.
Ahead.
Amen.
All right? Ghana is calling one of you.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
For your school. Okay. So he told me just now, I can say this one now, Shay, this is not a problem. I said, right, Ghana is calling you. He said that they are going, he has a school. So they are going for an exchange program with some schools in Ghana. Hallelujah. Greater doors are opening. And we release it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. It is done. Clap your hands and give Jesus praise. Can we get to the word? Hallelujah. Let's get to the word quickly. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Papa, you prophesied about a man coming from Kano, anybody from Kano.
Traveling to Kano.
Yes. He's just coming in from Kano and he's going back to Kano today. And he came in for business.
And you are just sitting down looking at me. Wait. This thing, it looks like film trick. How? There's no way you can plan that somebody comes all the way from Kano. Did I call you?
No, sir.
Did I send you a text message?
No, sir.
Did I send you an email?
No, sir.
He's coming in from Kano today to this service. Should have been anywhere. And he's going back tomorrow. God does not lie you. Let me tell you something. Come. Is it business? Is it business?
Yes, it's business.
Come. Because I'm seeing an invoice. You know what invoice is?
Yes, sir, I know, sir.
You know invoice?
Yes, sir.
I'm seeing an invoice.
Yes, sir. I actually went for business. I went there to get some goods and I'm planning to go back tomorrow. So
you went there to get some goods?
I was told someone invited me. You know, I used to come here once in a while.
Okay,
last year.
Okay.
I was here. So someone still invites me to come. And when
I think you should be coming often.
Yes, sir. So, yes,
this kind of place, you should be coming often. This is your shrine.
Yes, sir. So when you spoke about Kano, so I was kind of worried about this. I said, then my mind just shut up. I was like, I just came back. Oh, I think this person is talking to me.
And then
I talked to the protocol. And I'm still planning to go back tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yes, sir. I'm planning to go and get some stuff.
Why don't you go on Wednesday? Finish tomorrow's service. I want to pray for you.
Oh, okay, sir.
Huh?
Okay,
sir. I want to pray for you.
Okay,
God is going to bless you.
Amen, sir.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Can I say something?
Talk to me, Daddy.
He said, talk to me. I like that. Can I say something to
talk
you?
Talk to me, please, sir.
I don't want to expose you too much.
Please talk to
me. What are those people doing there? Let me finish with them.
All right.
Yeah, they say, sir.
Sarah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to come for prayers. Wait, I'm coming to you. Koshalagalabaladaya. In the name of Jesus, open doors. Come, 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 come. You know, in the north, your brother is your brother, your cousin is your brother, sometimes even uncle, na brother. You will not lose any brother around your life.
Amen.
Do you hear what I'm saying? Yeah. As I touched you and you were going and I was trying to pray for her, I saw red. Anytime I see that, I know it's death coming. Doesn't mean that's the only way I see death. Alright? You will not lose any of that. I'm seeing somebody like a brother figure. The plan of the enemy is to pick that person. Well, we cancel it.
Amen. Amen.
Number two. I cancel death by prolonged sickness.
Amen. 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 Amen.
So somebody stays in the hospital for a long time, then they are bringing machine to do this. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Let me pray for everybody. Any form of kidney disease. Sent as an arrow to any member of your family or anybody around you, we cancel it in the name of Jesus. You hear what I say? Uh-huh. I also saw somebody in the hospital and the plan was the person would die. Adam, see, this thing is connected to like kidney something.
Okay, yes. That's my stepmom's sister. My
stepmom, sister.
Your step aunt.
Yes, my step aunt.
What's wrong with her?
She's sick. She's in the hospital.
What's the diagnosis?
Kidney. It's related to kidney.
I saw somebody lying in a room. Are you hearing me? They moved the person from ward to a room because I now saw the person in a room, only the person.
Yes.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes. Nobody will die in your family.
Amen.
Nobody will die in your family this year.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You believe that? Hold my hand. Father, we call it done. We declare preservation. We declare preservation. We declare preservation. Meanwhile, I see a lot of celebration in your family.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? This year.
Amen.
Into next year. The kind of celebration I'm talking about is wedding celebration.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? So I opened it like that so that anybody can cash in on it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Is there anybody already about to get married?
Amen.
Let's start with you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. It is done. Don't worry. Don't let them laugh. You come back and testify. You forget about it. Okay. Let them have their laugh. You have your testimony.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is done, Mama. It is done. Open doors. In Jesus' name. We'll talk about that open door later. Huh? Come, sir. Can I pray for you? I want to ask God on your behalf.
All right.
To trust you.
Okay, sir. Talk to me.
And when what I'm praying, I don't care what you say about me for this one. When God starts it,
yes.
God has already started, but is about to move to a bigger dimension.
Amen.
I hope you come and remember God here.
Definitely.
Are you hearing?
Yes, sir.
This place, you must put it in your budget.
Yes.
Me too, you put me in your budget.
Asap, sir.
See them, they look fake man of God. Now you know. Why is he, when he has to do with the man of God's welfare, he's now fake?
It left for them, sir.
Okay, is it left for them again? Do you drive a car?
No, sir. No,
you don't have a car?
I don't have a car, sir.
God is going to give you a car.
I receive, sir. Amen. I receive.
A Camry car.
I receive, sir.
That's what I saw.
I receive. Huh? Amen.
Can I tell you something,
please,
sir?
Please talk to the man of God.
God is opening doors for you.
Amen.
God has been good to you.
Amen, sir.
God is about to be good to you.
Amen, sir.
God has been good to you.
Yes,
sir. Can I say something?
Please talk to me.
When you see me talking one like, there's something I want to say.
Please talk to me, sir.
You see, God has been faithful.
Always.
In a short time.
Yes, sir.
Before now, it wasn't very easy. Are you hearing me?
Very difficult.
Very difficult.
Very.
I'm talking recently.
Yes, sir.
There's been some breeze around you.
Of course.
Based on what you are commanding now, you are a millionaire already.
Amen.
No, it's not amen,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You are a millionaire already.
I receive.
No, you never understand. Look at me, sir.
Yes, sir.
Based on what you are controlling now.
I receive, sir.
You are a millionaire. Yes,
I
or
receive,
no?
Sir. Yes, okay. Yes, sir.
Okay, I receive means yes.
Yes, sir.
I don't know, however you.
Yes, sir.
You didn't hear me?
Yes, sir. I'm with you, sir.
You are a millionaire.
Amen, sir. I still receive, sir.
I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray for you.
I receive more,
come, sir. You are going to start handling projects and contracts. Hear me?
Amen, sir.
You are going to start handling projects and contracts.
Yes, sir.
Up to the tune of 100 million and above.
I receive, sir. I receive, sir.
All right.
I've been dreaming about this, sir.
I told you, you've been dreaming about it. I told you I saw a, what did I say I saw? I saw
invoice.
A document, invoice.
Yes, sir.
Good. You are owed money.
Yes, sir. Definitely.
And they are owing you money. When I said I saw that invoice, I saw another one. They are owing you money.
Yes, sir.
For supplies you did.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing what I'm
yes,
saying?
Yes, sir.
This April.
I receive, sir.
Between now and 12th of April.
I receive, sir.
They will pay all that money they are owing.
Yes, sir. I just spoke with PA to AIG today about the money, sir. He just called me today.
They called you and spoke,
yes,
about,
we spoke
the money.
About the money. Because thank I God, reported the issue.
You reported the issue. Thank, yes, God there's no, sir, camera on your face. Nobody will know.
Yes, yes.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
How many of you see what God is doing here?
Yes, sir.
Can we just flow like this?
Please flow. Talk to me, sir.
Sir,
yes,
lift your hands.
Amen.
Anybody who is into business, lift your hands. This prayer, I'm praying for him, I'm praying for you. Father, entrust them according to their capacity. Bring them to the realm of millions. Come, sir. Lord, I ask this one. Build him in such a way that you can trust him.
Amen, Lord Jesus.
With resources.
Amen.
Compress time for,
amen,
him.
Amen, Lord Jesus.
Open unimaginable doors,
amen,
for him.
Amen, Lord Jesus.
Open unimaginable doors,
amen,
for him. In the name of Jesus,
amen,
Christ.
Amen.
And when God blesses you, God will give you a heart for his kingdom. Listen.
Yes, sir.
Now, when I'm saying this, it was just a joke when I said, remember me. Yes. Listen, whether you remember me or not, I'm blessed.
God bless. It's a glory.
I'm blessed.
Which I will remember you.
Amen. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
With all humility, but it's the truth. There's no way to say it under. I am blessed. Aside from me and what I do, I have children who are millionaires.
Everybody around you is blessed.
So when I'm saying remember, I'm not, it's not really because, but I'm saying that's the route to being a billionaire.
Yes.
And I want to ask God that you'll be among those young Christian men in this city.
Amen. Amen.
That God will answer my prayer and make you a billionaire in this city.
Amen. You are saying the facts, sir.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now look at me. When, please leave Wednesday. If it is possible. Good. I want to tell you some other things.
Okay.
Because I even see the need will soon come. I want to give you wisdom. The need will soon come for you to start opening offices in other places. Talk to me. He said what? Yeah, so that you can facilitate certain kinds of. So I saw you opening offices. What is it?
Yes, I have been planning for this. I have read a lot of things, sir, about this. And when you talk about the kingdom of God, sir, I have this vision and zeal for ministry stuff.
Good. God is putting, sir, the money in your hands, sir.
Amen, sir.
Make sure God can trust you.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
When you start this thing with God, when you start, it's not easy at the first. But if you continue.
Definitely.
If you continue. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
You see that Kano you are going to? You will have an office there.
Amen.
You will have an office in Kano. You have an office in Abuja.
I receive.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
This Abuja, Kano, Maiduguri, God has given those places to you.
I receive.
And in due season, you will have offices in those places.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
It is well with you.
Amen.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. Clap your hands for Jesus. Clap your hands for Jesus. Now, final advice before you go, sir. Please, anybody that calls you after the service to ask for anything, call us first.
Yes, sir.
You see all these fine people here.
Yes, sir.
Not be all of them be children of God.
Ah, very dangerous.
Yes. With all due respect to you, okay? Are you hearing me? Because after
yes,
this one now, somebody can go and send you text message that the Lord said or apostle said, let's try to join everything. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
If I had my way, I wouldn't say what I said to you outside.
Yes, yes,
but
sir.
I said it so that they can believe in the power of the prophetic.
Of course, sir.
But be careful.
I will not listen to them.
Call
him.
Give him. You've experienced, please, so that it doesn't happen again. Are you hearing me? And are you married?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not really.
Any lady that comes around and say, God said, be wise. So give him the PR line. Eh? Anybody that calls you or sends you any text message trying to do and you don't understand, please call and verify.
Yes, I will.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
God bless you. Let's
Thank
clap
you,
our hands for Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you blessed already tonight? Please be seated for the next 30 minutes. We're going to pray. And then, I guess there'll be a spillover into tomorrow. Let me give an instruction for tomorrow. Please, when you are coming tomorrow, I said, Bishop, 1 minute. You made us sit there for the whole time. If you sit too much, it's all right. She can go. Whether you sit too much or you sit too small, what has been released has been released. Amen. Her life is never the same. I want you to do this for me. Tomorrow when you are coming, first of all, make sure you come with somebody. God didn't give me a message. Okay. Somehow. But tomorrow we are going to spend more time ministering to people. Now please take this instruction. If you believe in the grace of God that is in this house, and if you believe in me as a genuine servant of God, I'm not perfect though, but genuine. Tomorrow when you are coming, please come with a bottle of water. Now, what I wanted to do when God put it in my heart 2 weeks ago, what I wanted to do was myself, I wanted to buy the water for everybody, even if we have over 200 or 300 people outside. I wanted to buy for everybody. And then I wanted to keep it in my prayer room, praying on it till tomorrow. But if I do that, many people will say, it's juju. Because of the kind of fearful miracles that it will wrought. So you come with your own water, whether it's Swan or Eva or Nestle, anyone. Even the one that is labelless. Bring it. Come with a bottle of water. Hear this. Come with a bottle of water. Come with handkerchiefs. If possible. Just one. I'm going to make declarations on it. You are going to send them to your loved ones who are far away. And God showed me dangerous miracles that He is going to do. Now, I know that we are at the risk of people idolizing it. I mean, when God gave them manna in the wilderness, He said, take enough for one day. Some people gathered for more than one day and it spoiled. You can't stop that. Some people will definitely idolize it. Some people will be putting it in their food to eat, put it in their water to be. Some will share it for themselves. I said for your loved ones, not you. Okay? I'm going to make declarations over it. We're going to send it. And in the month of April, every week, you are going to hear fearful testimonies that will come from this place. Do you believe me enough to do that? I didn't say go and worship the handkerchief. Are you hearing me? It will work according to your faith, the handkerchief or the water. And it will work according to the faith of the people. But regardless of the fact that it is working, please don't idolize it. Jesus is still your Lord. It is the Spirit of God walking through that medium. We are only obeying instructions. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Those of you who know us very well know that before, in fact, anointing oil is even once in a year. Not to talk of water or, I don't do that. When you come here, we sit you down and give you the word to show you what is working here. But this is an instruction God has given. Do you trust me enough for that? That's what we'll do tomorrow. And then there's going to be an outbreak of miracles. Tomorrow, if you know anybody who is deaf on one or both their ears, bring them. If you know anybody who cannot talk, bring them. If you know anybody that stammers, bring them. If you know anybody that is lame and believes God for a healing, bring them. There's going to be crazy miracles in this place tomorrow. I assure you by the God who sent me. God will glorify his name. These 3 days, God has set his aside to visit us. We started from yesterday, such an outpouring of the presence of God like never before. Today, God has taken us into another dimension. My prayer is that we will experience God in his fullness in these 3 days. And that there will be certain things that will drop and rest on our lives that will forever make us a sign and a wonder. In Jesus' name. And for many of us, you will step into a higher level in your walk with God. Do you believe that at all? Let's go to the word quickly before we pray. Walking under open heavens. The mystery of divine favor. You can title it the mystery of divine favor. In bracket, walking under open heavens. Luke chapter 3, verses 21 to 22. Can I get water, please, so I can drink? What's that song that you sang? Give me substance. Give me proofs. Give me presence. Give me you. Give me substance. Give me proofs. Give me presence. Give me you. Let me choose. Let it show that I met with you. Let it show that I met with you. Let it show that I met with you. In these 3 days. Let it show that I met with you. Let it show that I met with you. Let it show that I met with you. Let it show. Chapter 3, verse 21. Lord, let it be evident in our lives that we met you on this mountain. We didn't come to see theatrics, drama. We came to dwell in your Shekinah glory. We came to live with substance. Substance of the glory. Enough to convince even the unbelievers around us. That we carry God. Some of you students, when you walk back to your hostel, something will rest on your roommates. You will just notice a change in their behavior towards you. You will enter that room and they will just be quiet. Nobody can talk. You know, when Moses came down from that mountain, he didn't know what had happened to him. But the Bible says, they could not look at his face because his face shone. That glory will rest on somebody's life. The mystery of divine favor, walking under open heavens. Luke 3:21. When all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized. And while he prayed, the heavens was open. And the Holy Spirit descended in a bodily form like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven. Read it from this point at the count of three if you are a believer. 1, 2, 3. Because God is pleased with somebody in these 3 days. He is releasing his favor upon your life. Do you realize that when the Spirit of God came on Jesus, it was different from the way it came on other people in the Old Testament? Please listen quickly. We are going to pray shortly. In the Old Testament, the Spirit of God will come on Samson or Gideon or this one or that one. Just one dimension of the Spirit. For Samson, it was the Spirit of might. That's why he was strong, but a little bit foolish. But when the Spirit of God came on Jesus, it was the Spirit of God in his fullness. And so for the first time, the Bible says he came in the bodily form of a dove and rested on Jesus. Rested, meaning that the Spirit of God remained on him from that day forward. And that was the secret to Jesus' 3.5 years of ministry that brought about great impact. It is important to know that if a man truly carries the Holy Ghost, even if he tries to hide it, it will show that he met with him. Something will show that he met with Jesus. You can't carry the Holy Ghost and hide. Except there's something wrong in your relationship with him. There's going to be something supernatural about your life. It's an automatic equation. It's as automatic and predictable as night and day. When you carry the Holy Ghost, sometimes you yourself will not be able to, with any skill, rate the degree of extraordinariness of your life. Some of you, if you should go back and really interview people around you, they will tell you there's something strange about you. You are here in these 3 days for a divine visitation from heaven, so that whatever God has put in your belly, in your heart, in your spirit, it will begin to manifest. The Bible says the heavens opened over Jesus. Every time the heavens open over a man, it is a sign that God is pleased with that man. You remember the story of Stephen when he was about to be stoned. He told them, he said, I see the heavens open and I see the Son of Man standing at the right hand of the Father. And I believe that Jesus was standing, giving him a standing ovation because of the defense that Stephen gave for the gospel. Jesus and heaven was pleased with Stephen. And so even though he died, precious in the sight of the Lord was his death. Every time the heavens open in scripture, it is symbolic to mean God is pleased with a man. And when God is pleased with a man, it means that man has found favor with God. So, the opening of the heavens over your life is the symbol of divine favor. Walking in divine favor is what we call walking under open heavens. So when we say a man is walking under open heavens, it means he's walking with divine favor. And it is evident in everything he does. In his family, with his children, you see them well behaved. He has a spouse that loves God. In his finances, steady career. Even if it doesn't show everywhere, you will see pockets in the life of that person. Some of you may not have had it good with your career, but do you realize that God, there's something about your life that you don't get into serious trouble? You have never been to police station. That lady with gown. Yes, it's just a question. You will go, don't worry. I just want to ask a question. Let me not behave as if I didn't see anything. Are you married? You're not married. Are you planning to get married? Okay, you can go. God bless you. Amen. Let's continue. I saw something that I saw in a captain's wife 3 years ago. That's why I asked that question, but no problem. We're still here. Amen. Let's continue. So you'll find out in that person's life, one thing or the other, you will just see traces that God is in league with a man. These are signs of divine favor. When a man has found favor with God, the following things will happen. Number one, when a man has found favor with God, God is pleased with him and all that he does. God is pleased with him and all that he does. Psalms 1 verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the ways of sinners, nor sits in the seats of scornful, but his delight is in the Lord. And he in the law of the Lord, and in it he doth meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaves do not wither, and whatever he does prosper. The Bible says his delight is in the law of the Lord. That's what happens when God is pleased with a man and all he does. In Psalms 90 verse 16 to 17, let's read that one. When a man has found favor with God, number one, God is pleased with him. God delights in him and all that he does. Let your work appear to your servants and your glory to their children. Open your heavens over them. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands. That's the sign that God is pleased with that man. The glory of God is upon his life, and all that he does is established to prosper. In 2 Chronicles 26 verse 5, the Bible spoke of one of the greatest kings of Judah, Uzziah. The Bible says, as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. When a man has found favor with God, God is pleased with him and all he does. Number two, God causes him to prosper in all his ways. You can use the same text that we used for point number one. God causes him to prosper in all his ways. Psalms 1 verse 3 says, whatever he does prospers. Point number three, when a man has found favor with God, God causes men to favor him. God causes men to favor him. 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 1 to 4, the story of Samuel and Saul. When Samuel the prophet anointed Saul as commander over the children of Israel, he began to prophesy to him. Samuel told him, he said, when you depart from me today, because of this oil of favor that is on your head, he said, you will meet somebody around the tomb. Go on, keep the scripture. You will meet two men around the tomb of Rachel. And they will tell you that the donkeys that you were searching for have been found. Just because the favor of God rested on you by the anointing, the donkeys that you were searching for were found. Do you see that when the favor of God is on your life, God will make your desire his project? Saul left his father's house for 3 days looking for his father's donkey. But when he made contact with the favor of God via the anointing, God started with his need. When a man has found favor with God, God will make his desire God's project. That's a point you will remember in the days ahead. And when you read down to verse 4, Samuel told him, he said, you will meet three men. One is carrying bread, loaves of bread. Two are carrying loaves of bread and a skin of wine and a goat. He said, they will salute you and give you two. There were three men carrying three loaves of bread. They will salute you and you're not the one that will greet them. They will greet you. It's you that don't have money that should run around going to greet somebody that you are seeking favor from. Berka de Sala. It's not really that you are interested in Salah. You are interested in favor. Is that not true? Uh-huh. But now the reverse is the case because of favor. They that are carrying what you need, they are the ones that will greet you. And out of three breads, they will give you two. How do three people share one? It is the favor of God that will make men give you what they need. Though you don't get it. I'm talking about favor this night. Somebody will walk to get something. They need it, but the favor of God will compel them like charm to give you. Not because God hates them, but because God has favored you. Let that be somebody's testimony from today. This your amen needs recharge card. When your desire becomes God's project, when God causes men to favor you, Isaiah 43 verse 4, he said, because you are precious in my sight, therefore I will give men for your sake and people for your life. When a man has found favor with God, point number three, God causes men to favor him. Point number four, he multiplies and increases exceedingly despite setbacks. When a man has found favor with God, he multiplies and increases exceedingly despite setback. He multiplies and increases exceedingly despite setback. If it is not happening in your life, you will pray and command it to happen from today, because it's the favor of God that is on you. In Genesis 26 verse 12 to 14, the story of Isaac in a foreign land, a land that was a dry land, famine in the land, no rain, and he was even a foreigner there. The Bible says God, he sowed in a dry land where no rain had not fallen. And the Bible says he reaped in the same year 100-fold. Not another year. He reaped the same year. That means the favor of God can make you make your harvest come to you at the same time you sow. Oh, that's a dimension. I wish I had time to talk about favor. Maybe one day we need to have a 7 days program on just favor. I will show you different dimensions and you pray it into your life. Something must move. If nothing moves, the devil will move. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Maybe next year when we have moved into our auditorium. That's why you need to pray for us. When we move into our, you can hold programs anyhow. We can shut down. I'm even planning a 100-day stretch prayers. I have plans. The devil knows. That's why he's fighting us. But you see, that fight is a lost battle. Let's just have our own place. We will pray tomorrow and I will make an appeal both to us and to those online. Whatever happens, I don't care how, whether we are going to lease a place, let's just have a place that is our own and we can control it. There are things we need to do. I'm telling you, there are things, I can't leave this city. There are things that must be done. No, we'll pray about it tomorrow. And I'm saying it publicly so that maybe if God has dropped in the heart of somebody, maybe somebody has an access to a property or something, you will talk. The devil knows, that's why he's fighting, but it's a lost battle. Take 7 days, just divine favor. We'll come and show you one dimension, we pray. The Bible says in the same year, Isaac sowed and reaped. Not the one that you sowed 2 years ago, you are still waiting for the harvest. No, the favor of God will come, it will control seasons and make it to come to you the same time you sowed, because you need it. The Bible says the man began to prosper. And he prospered and became very prosperous till he became great. As a matter of fact, he multiplied, he had flocks everywhere. He was a farmer, but the favor entered even to cattle. At the end of the verse, you see in verse 14 and 15, the Philistines, they came to him and said, go, leave us, you are too much for us. That's a man, he vetoed what they call it, indigent. They say that we are not indigent, that's He came with a grace on his life. He prospered beyond the indigents. They had to beg him, leave. If you don't leave, some of us will not be able to breathe. May that grace rest on somebody's life today. Imagine, they will come and beg you, please, just leave our angwa. Because you are making us feel ashamed. You are making us feel like we are not doing anything. That's the favor of God. He multiplies and increases exceedingly despite setback. With the economy the way it is, some people are playing with money in this nation. I'm not talking about the corrupt ones. I'm talking about genuine ones. I happen to know some. Was it not Pastor Henry? You were telling me you went to see your cousin. Is it your brother or cousin? That man. And he was telling, say when they went there after service and they told the man told them, we didn't go for service today. Why? Our flight to Turkey is soon. So we built a new house and, see him, I'll be the wife. And they are here. And they are going to shop for the furnitures in Turkey. Waiting to Nigerian shop. There's too much money. The problem is how to spend it. In the economy that is like that, there are those who steal, but there are those that have found something. You are going to find it after tonight. The favor of God makes a man, he multiplies and increases exceedingly despite setback. Exodus 1 verse 7, the children of Israel multiplied and increased. Verse 11 to 12, despite the fact that the Egyptians afflicted them troubled them, the Bible says, the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied. Genesis 39 verse 1 to 5, the story of Joseph. He was sold to Egypt as a slave. The house of the man he entered, Potiphar, the house prospered. They sent him to jail because they framed him up. Even in jail, in prison, the prison prospered. What kind of a man is that? You can't do anything against him. In his father's house, prosper. Inside well, prosper. Potiphar's house, prosper. Jail, prosper. The next thing is to send him to hell. Maybe hell will prosper. Maybe. That just know there's nothing. Do you notice that the Bible never spoke about Potiphar again when Joseph came out and went to the palace? I'm sure he carried his face in shame. That's how some of you, the favor of God that must rest on your life tonight is needed so that your family can be vindicated. Yes, so that God can make a statement through your life. You can't help them without favor. You need favor to help them. What is favor? Divine favor. God's delight in an individual. Point number one. Divine favor is God's delight in an individual. Number two. Favor is God's, when God is pleased with a man. Divine favor is when God is pleased with a man. Number three. Divine favor is God's bias to continually help a man. God's bias to continually help a man. Number four, when God lifts or supports the lifting of a man. All of this explains favor. I gave you two different points. The first point that had about four of them was when a man has found favor with God, what happens? The next one, I was trying to define what favor is in the life of a man. Number one, I said God's delight in an individual. Number two, I said God is pleased with a man. Number three, God's bias to continually help a man. Number four, when God lifts or supports the lifting of a man. Open heavens in scripture means God's favor and the outpouring of blessings. Open heavens means God's favor and the outpouring of blessings. In Malachi chapter 3 verse 10, it says, I will open the windows of heaven and pour out for you blessing that you will not have room to contain. The outpouring of blessing. Zechariah 14 verse 17. It speaks about God not sending rain on any nation that will not worship the God of Judah. Or that will not go to Judah to worship the God of Israel. So the opening of heavens, of course, when the heavens open, rain falls. That rain speaks of the blessing of God. You also see it in Proverbs 16 verse 15. It says, the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is like the cloud of the latter rain. So the opening of heavens and rain is the same thing in the scripture to mean the outpouring of blessing. In Leviticus 26 verse 4 to 5, it speaks of God sending rain as blessing to his people, and it speaks of the abundance that will come to them. Leviticus 26, 4 to 5, 9 to 10. Giving all the scriptures for those who will take their time to go back and study. How do you provoke your open heavens? We say this and then we'll pray. Remember that in Luke chapter 3 verse 21, the heavens opened only over Jesus. It didn't open over the other people. It was only over him. So when we are talking about open heavens, yes, there is the opening of the heavens or divine favor upon us as a people. But when it comes to the race of life and destiny, you need your heavens to open over you. You can't continually share another person's open heaven. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because John baptized many people. But when he dipped there, and you know God told him, he said, the one you see the heavens open and the Spirit resting upon, baptize, no open heaven, your sins are forgiven, go. But in a way, John was saying, Kai, nothing for you, go. Your sins are forgiven, go. You are normal. When Jesus entered, before he taught Jesus, the heavens opened, pow, And the Spirit descended, and John said, behold the Lamb of God. This is one that carries something different. How many of you want your heavens to open? Some of you are here, your own heavens. You are born again, or you are a child of God. But it's as if they use iron gates to lock over your head. Bulletproof door. You know it because all the points I've listed, you don't find them in your life. You find them once in a year. You will struggle and suffer and live in pain when you don't walk under open heavens. In fact, in Leviticus 26, when God was telling them the curses that will come on them when they don't obey his commandment, part of it was that he said, I will make your heavens like brass. He repeated it in Deuteronomy 28. He said, I will make your heavens like brass. That means rain will not fall. That means no favor. You will struggle, but nothing will come to reality. Nothing will come to limelight. I pray in the name of Jesus for somebody that from today, by the opening of the heavens over your life, struggle comes to an end. I said your struggle comes to an end. How do you provoke the opening of your heavens? Number one, by prayer. At least know how to pray. In Luke chapter 3 verse 21 to 22, the Bible says, as Jesus prayed, Jesus didn't stand there with an iPhone 14 or iPhone 15 Pro Max, waiting for the heaven to, so that he can capture it. As he prayed. There are people, when we come to church, pray, they don't pray. I don't know, some people are so lazy spiritually. They will not do anything. They just expect you as the man of God to be a superstar. That means they came to watch drama. They just came to watch theatrics. It's dangerous to be like that in the house of God, because you watch but you will not partake. Pray, you can't pray. Worship, you can't worship. And it's not like you even do it at home. What you do here is the best. You don't do it here, you are in trouble. To walk, you can't walk. At least pray now. Jesus didn't go there looking for selfie. In fact, Jesus didn't mobilize people to come and say, the heavens will open over me today. I want you guys to capture it. TVC, come. Channels, come. Arise, come. No, it was destiny. He prayed. Because for 30 years, he was the Son of God, but he was walking under closed heavens. Nothing had happened supernaturally to announce his ministry yet. As a person, he was the Son of God. Of course, there were miracles and certain things that happened around him. In fact, the Bible told us when he was 12 years in Luke chapter 2 that he was discussing with the doctors of the law, dumbfounding them with wisdom. That was great. As a person, that was a proof that this guy was carrying another thing in him. But for his ministry, it is possible to be anointed and not be heard. It is possible to be gifted and not be known. Why do you think some rich people now, they are trying to be on social media and all of that? They are blessed, but nobody knows they are blessed. So they go online and flaunt it so that people can know. There's something about the favor of God that attracts attention. 30 years and nobody knew he was the Son of God. So when he entered that water, he was not there for games. When he entered there, he didn't come for fun. He didn't even look whether there was a lady eyeing him. It was time for business. When you come to the house of God and they say, he don't even wait for people to pray. In fact, let me advise you. Come on time. Come before the service time. Find one corner and start shouting your life to God. Anybody that disturbs you, tell them, please allow me to face God. Because you know that you can't finish that service and go back the same. We are used to coming. Church for us now has become religion. Come and go. Come and go. Nothing is changing. And so because we have decided to make it religion, God has suspended his power. Let's continue with religion. The day you come to my presence and you are serious, I can release my power and show you how better is one day in my courts than 1,000 elsewhere. The Bible not tell you that a day before God is like 1,000 years. You know what it means? That when you come in the presence of God and you participate actively, God releases a grace on you. Several opportunities can come on your life. It will be like they combine 10 years in one. That is the meaning of a day in your court is better than 1,000 elsewhere. That's the meaning. Jesus prayed. When you come to church, you see, no girlfriend here, no wife. Keep, face God. The person leading with the mic is louder than you. You are not serious about life. You are not ready to go anywhere. That's your heat house. That's your one room house. That heat has not started with you. It will become so hot until your sock away falls down. No, you are not ready for change. Because as long as the devil is concerned, he's even happy that you are religious about your Christianity. In fact, he's happy that you walk out now. Now. Now is the time to walk out. He's telling you leave and go. So that you will not hear the keys that will open doors for you. May it not be so for you. Let me tell you, when we started, other people started ministry with us. It was not only us that started ministry. I was talking with a pastor. You will know him, Pastor Emma. Of Right Way. He was talking with me recently in my office and he told me that I can't see any of those people again. He didn't come. Listen, if I prayed the way you are praying, I'm not sure I'll be here. I would have even been dead. Jesus prayed. Lose anything but don't lose prayer. Fine girl, you will remain fine till wrinkles come out. You don't wait for some seasons to come. Some seasons you need to provoke it. That's why I'm teaching you on how to provoke. Are you hearing me? Why did Daniel pray? The time for the freedom of the captivity of Israel had come, but they were still in captivity. That it is time does not mean it will happen. The devil is like a tout. It's like a motopack tout, an agbero. You know those people in Bruno Express, Tashankano? Even in Nigeria airport now, if you go to Lagos airport, you will see, the last time I went to Lagos, one even followed me. I entered the elevator. I started speaking in tongues. The guy was just all over. He needed money. And me, I had the money, but who are you? I couldn't wait to leave that. Sorry, Lagos airport is good, but if you go there, just make sure. I think the current minister of aviation now is changing things about it because he was not on seat when I went. It was the former regime. Just sitting down and think it will come? No. The devil cannot stop it. He can't deny it, but he can delay. And while he's delaying, he's orchestrating a downfall, a sudden destruction. I heard that somebody who died recently, his soul rests in perfect peace with due respect to him. Painful story. Fell sick. Shortly before he died, that's when they promoted him. Is that a good news? When you don't pray, that's what Satan plans to do with your life. These are the reasons why sometimes I will agree with that man of God that sang this song, that if I don't pray, Satan will make mess. Pray. Favor is provoked by prayers. Pray till your voice begins to become significant in the spirit. There were not many people prayed in the Bible, but not all of them were captured in the Bible. There were some that the Bible dedicated. In fact, one of them is Anna. The Bible dedicated 2 chapters to her prayer. Anna was not the only person that prayed. Prophets prayed, great men prayed, but they wrote her own. Why? It was the prayer that moved heavens to open for her. A prayer that made a barren woman become a mother of 6 children. One of them became a prophet of prophets. Prayer, not film show, prayer. If everything has died, has your prayer life died? Pray! Tell your neighbor, pray. You see the way he shouted at you? He's not. Can I tell you something? The first house I stayed, when I packed into that house, they had this Islamia at the back of my room. At the back, at the very back, there was a tree at the back. No fence. Okay, my house was close to the wall.
because I didn't have money to rent a house that had space. Behind, immediately behind, there was a tree, Islamia. Some of you are witnesses. You remember. Every morning, they are there. They will come later in the day. Sometimes, even the evening. I told myself, I said, this is enough reason why I should pray. So, you know what? I built my prayer time to start before them and to start after them. In fact, there was one day I prayed. It was sun had not started rising. Just the few rays of light that will come out. I remember looking at the curtain of my window. I prayed till I looked again and it was dark. Went out. It was past 7 p.m. I'm not joking. All these things you see manifesting, it can't come from a prayerless life. It can't come from a prayerless life. Those days when I traveled from here to Abuja, I remember even there was a time somebody gave me the first second year, the year we started Night of Wonders. Somebody blessed me with some good money that time. But I didn't know anything around finances. No, now I know better. I know a lot. I can coach you, believe me. And if you follow what I tell you, you will be a millionaire in 6 months. But then that I didn't know, I carried the whole money and rented a room in a hotel. I prayed 12 hours stretch. Tongues. Let it show that I met with you. I'm telling you the truth. When Jesus come, ask him. I am telling you. In fact, as I'm talking, those days, I'm remembering them. I would travel to Abuja, stay in a hotel. One time I went to Glory Dome. I think I've shared the story before. Went and sold some heavy seed for the ministry and for myself. I think I gave about $1,000 or so. I was believing God for something. You have to be crazy about destiny. I stayed in the room. There was a hotel by Come In, Guest In. That's the name of the behind Glory Dome. You will see it there. Come In. That's the name of the guest In. Smuggled myself into one small room there. 6 hours of tongues every day. I didn't come downstairs till the third day. One of those nights when I was praying, I had a vision, and in the vision, I was lying down on the bed and my belly was on fire. Fire, literal fire. My belly was on fire in the vision. And I saw God's servant, Dr. Paul Enenche. He walked through the wall. Oh, by the way, I was praying and listening to his tongues of fire. He walked out and he hit my stomach again. And he was speaking in tongues. And I won't tell you some other things that happened. When I finished, I came down. God said, from today, one of the things he gave me, say, from today, I've given you authority over devils. If you want your heaven to open, pray. Pray. Maybe I can stop here so that we pray because of time. Let's use the remaining 15 minutes to just pray. Pray. Provoke your open heavens by praying. Now you are married, you have children, you think the fight with the devil is over. Line those children up. Dedicate 15 minutes to their head every day. Do it for 2 years. Do it for 3 years. Do it for 5 years. Till they learn how to pray. Then saddle them with that responsibility. Don't just sit down and allow the devil just press your life like they are pressing clothes with an electric iron. How long do you think it will take you to do what God has called you to do? You think you have all the time? Do you know the destiny is attached to you? You are still here complaining that nobody's helping you. Meanwhile, there are thousands of people you are meant to help. You think it's up to God? When they say pray, you are joking in church? I've discovered in my own, it's like most of the rich people I know pray more than the poor people. I'm telling you, I have sons and daughters that God has privileged me to father. The rich ones, I'm sorry to say, but in my own measurement, most of the rich ones pray more. In fact, I spend less labor on them than the poor ones. And it's not an insult to be poor. Neither is it a comment to be rich. The rich and the poor have this in common. The Lord
but they separated themselves. One decided to be rich. Is the truth. It seems like I labor more for the poor ones. Walk, you will not walk. Pray, you will not pray. What will you do? What will I do for you? John Maxwell said, there's nothing I can do for a lazy man. I'm provoking you this night. Some of you don't need to sleep this night. Some of you, when you leave, just 1 hour, just 30 minutes, settle it before you come back tomorrow. Something must shift in your life. Every program, people testify. When is your own going? When is that program for your own shift? Prayer. Luke chapter 3, 21 to 22, 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14. Number 2, walk in love. How to provoke your open heavens, walk in love. Number 3, obedience. Obedience. You must be obedient to the voice of God, to the word of God. Obedience. To your man of God, to your shepherd, to your instructors, to your teachers. In all the obedience required of us, one of them is tithing. Let me show you something about tithing. In Malachi chapter 3 from 7 to 10, God spoke to them through his prophet. He said, you have robbed me because you are not faithful in your tithes and offerings. And then in verse 10, he told them, bring ye up all the tithe to the storehouse. Watch this. He said, and try me now. And I will open the windows of heaven for you and pour out for you such blessing. Remember, I told you the opening of the heavens is divine favor. And the outpouring of the blessing there like rain is divine favor. The pouring out of the blessing there, I have two revelations to it. Number one, it means the release of the spirit of wisdom. Because he said, I will pour out for you blessing. Give us a scripture again. He didn't say blessings. Blessing. Not blessings in plural. Blessing. So he's talking about something that is unquantifiable. Because he said you will not have room enough to receive it. If it was material blessing he was talking about, are you saying that you can't find a safe or a house or a warehouse to contain it? No. He was not talking about material blessings, tangible things. He was talking about the release of the spirit of wisdom. Because in Proverbs chapter 1 verse 23, it speaks about the outpouring of the spirit of wisdom. He said, and I will pour out my spirit of wisdom upon you and cause you to hear my words. Cause my words to be known to you. That outpouring there, the blessing there is the spirit of wisdom. Same as in Isaiah 11 verse 2. The second revelation I have to that Malachi 3 verse 10. Is the rain of favor. The outpouring of the blessing there is the rain of favor. Proverbs 16 verse 15. It says the favor of a king is like the cloud of a latter rain. So when we obey God for instance by tithing is not the only way. I'm just taking one amongst many. When you obey him, not only will you enjoy the outpouring of the spirit of wisdom, which teaches you how to prosper. Number two, you will experience the rain of favor on your life. It is when there is favor on you that you can be productive and what you produce can stay. Favor makes everything come in place so that your productivity can come out. Some of you, the kind of skill you have, you can't be in Maiduguri and harness it. It's the truth. Some of you, the kind of clothes you can sew, nobody in your neighborhood will wear that cloth. Some of you, the gift you have, nobody around you can patronize you. It's too big for them. So it is favor that can translocate you to where you are needed. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It makes all the parameters right so that what you have can find expression. Those are the two understandings I have from that scripture. Obedience, I'm telling you, the way the Holy Ghost loves obedient people. That's why when I'm ministering, I just move. I just say things as if I don't even think. I know who I'm obeying. When he tells me move to the left and I will send an angel, I move. Sometimes I collide with the angel and I feel the heat. I say, the guy don't come. Then you see me walking down. Before you know, you see people flying everywhere. It's obedience, sir. call somebody and say, come, who is Judith in your family? Say that nobody is Judith. The Holy Ghost say there is Judith. I say, who is Judith? He said, nobody is Judith. I said, there is Judith. The next day, the person come here. Hey, Judith is my cousin's sister. Actually, the person. Obedience. Obedience. Somebody is coming to meet me for prayers. Is it not just to lay hands on them, pray, and then go? The Holy Ghost will tell me, this person is coming tomorrow, pray from 9 to 10 p.m. Sleep. Wake up 12 midnight. Pray 12 to 1. Wake up 3 a.m. to 4 a.m. Pray. Wake up 6 a.m. to... Just to pray for one person. I beg. In a battalion, the person carry. Battalion of demons. Then in one of those watch, God will open the family of the person to me. Then when they come, I sit and cross my leg. If I'm counseling somebody and I cross my leg, I don't see something. Favor. Favor. Sorry, obedience. Number four, you want to provoke your open heavens, learn to fellowship and walk with the Holy Spirit. Are you blessed tonight? It's time for us to go home. Learn to fellowship and walk with the Holy Spirit. Obey Him as He leads you. Romans 8 verse 14. Isaiah 48 verse 16 to 17. Obey Him as He leads you. Learn to spend time in His presence in worship. Learn to spend time in His presence in worship and in praise and in communion prayer. Communion worship. Communion worship. Communion with Him. As you are communing with Him, you are opening your heavens. Open your mouth and speak to God where you are seated. As you are communing with Him in prayer and in worship, your heavens are opening. As you worship Him, He opens your heavens. As you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to Him, as you get soaked in His presence, He opens your heavens. I just want to say that I really love you. I just want to say that I really love you. I just want to say that I really love you. I just want to say that I really love you. I really love you. On your faith. Oh Lord, I really love. Hear me. Let me tell you before we go. You know, one of the greatest things I love to do is spending time in the presence of God. From now to the end of the year, anybody that wants to volunteer, you want to spend one full day with me, come. Maybe I need to do that. Let me just take you through my normal routine. You'll just be everywhere with me, but I'll behave as if you are not there. When I go to the presence of God, if you see me worshiping God, that's why when you see me singing here, voice or no voice, the glory of God just descend. This is my life. There are many things you crack open when you are worshiping in His presence. When you are praying in His presence, there are many things open flawlessly. I don't know how many years now. I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years or 3, 4, 5 years. I don't know. But as long as I remember, 1 or 2 days every week constantly has been dedicated to God. No matter what is happening, except I decide to go for a ministration on that day, if God sends me. But that day is shut down. I don't see anybody. Sometimes I don't even see the sun. Stay with God. When there's Hamatan, when there's heat, when there is rain. I have time for business. I have time for other things. But I learned to shut down and stay. It's one of the secrets to open heavens. Fellowshipping with Him. So do it till you come to a point where angels will literally come and live around you. Because angels look for places that give God worship. Because they know that that's where God will tabernacle. That's where God will dwell. And when God dwells around you, in His presence is the fullness of joy. Anything that can make your life joyful and sweet is in His presence. When you commune with Him in prayer and worship, you localize His presence to your life. Even as you walk out of this door, even in the bus, you can be seated in that bus with many people, but you can be singing to Him. You can be ministering to Him. You can just be loving on Him, just thinking about Him. Some of you, God has to literally beg you to just give Him 15 minutes to think about Him. You are worried about every other thing except God, and you are looking for His favor. It doesn't work like that. I truly need You, Lord. I'm helpless without. I want you to find a partner. We are going to pray right now. Lord, I really love You, Lord. I really love, Lord. I really love You, Lord. In the next 2 minutes, I want you to open your mouth where you are and just begin to pray in the spirit. Find a hand of a neighbor before we shut down tonight and just begin to pray in the spirit. Just pray and allow me to sing just for 2 minutes before we close. Just want to say that I really love You. I just want to say I really
only love you, Lord. I truly need you, Lord. I'm helpless without you. As you pray, the rain of his favor is falling on you. As you pray, the rain of his favor is falling on you. The heavens are opening over you. 30 more seconds. I'm helpless without you, oh Lord. I really need you, Lord. I truly need you, Lord. I'm stranded without you. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Let me pray for you. I see something like a cloud moving over this hall. Hear me. That's the rain of favor is about to fall on somebody's life. Before rain, there are clouds. That cloud will hover upon your life tonight. And as you step into tomorrow, the first of the fourth month of the second quarter of the year, may the rain of favor begin to descend on your life. From today, I infect you with a hunger for prayers. I infect you with a hunger to seek God. Don't just seek him because of what you can get. But let it be that the more you get, the more you seek him. I wish we had time, but let's go and come back tomorrow. Hallelujah. Tomorrow, more time dedicated to ministering, praying for the sick, impartations, miracles, signs and wonders like never before. Remember my instruction. If you believe, please come with a bottle of water. I'll appreciate it if it is sealed. And if you can, a handkerchief. I'm going to pray for you. The first time God gave me an instruction some years ago in this ministry, it was at BPI. Handkerchiefs. I remembered we're at Wisdom Chapel. I bought the handkerchiefs, prayed on them, distributed it to them, told them to put it on their head. That day, one of our brothers, he testified, not me. He said it with his mouth. Some of you will bear witness. He left that meeting after placing that handkerchief on his head. The first place he walked to, he found his wife. As I'm talking to you, they are both married with two boys. In this Maiduguri, they are here. The brother is here. He testified it with his mouth. It's not me that said it. He said it with his mouth. That was the first time. Something will happen tomorrow. Wave your hands and give Jesus praise. Father, we thank you and give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Before we go tonight, you are here. You want to surrender to Jesus. Please, I'm going to count to 10. Just run to the front as quick as you can. No movement anywhere except those who are coming to give their heart to the Lord. You want to surrender to Jesus? You want to rededicate your life afresh? Or there are things you are struggling with that will not allow you to serve and love God the way you want to? Please, I count to 10. I want you to run to the front quickly. Forget about anybody around you. God is calling you back. Your restoration to the kingdom is part of your visitation in this season. Clap for them as they come. 1, 2. 3, please run from your seat. Take your Bibles, your bag, run quickly. 4, 5, keep clapping, they are coming. 6, you are in need of surrender, come to Jesus. You want to rededicate your life afresh, come to him. 7, 8. 9. Hallelujah. Stretch your hands towards this one in front. If you are joining, join quickly. Quickly. Stretch your hands and pray for them. In need of surrender to Jesus. Please put your right hand on your chest. Repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, as I'm praying with him, please, if you need to join, join quickly before the service is over. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I believe you as my Lord and Savior. I receive you into my heart. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Father, I declare sins forgiven. Victory over sin, Satan, death, hell, and the grave. Seal with the seal of your spirit to serve you all the days of his life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
If you've been blessed or inspired by this message, you can connect with us by liking our Facebook page and subscribing to our YouTube channel at Sons of Glory Network International.